It was more of like a horror story. My name's Mike Tarana, and I drive a 2023 Chevy Bolt EUV.
Last year, Mike read an article about GM spying on drivers through OnStar. His car had OnStar.
I clicked on some of the links in that article and requested my data. The first page is like a big tally of like the common things. Driving at night, harsh stops, sudden accelerations. Around 5:30 every single day was the same, near miss collision, small object. When I pull into my driveway and my cats, you know, run into the carport because they're so excited that they're gonna be fed, this is the data point. Me having a small near miss collision every day is my cat running in front of my car and me stopping.
Mike's data, even though it was inaccurate, eventually came back to haunt him.
The automotive industry's general approach to privacy could be summed up in one word: permissive, but not in the way that benefits people. They're collecting things like personal data, biometric data, social data, and not letting anybody really understand how it's being used or who it might be sold onto.
First, GM packaged Mike's every move and analyzed it internally. Some of this was legitimate, recalls and maintenance analysis. Then they sold it to data brokers, companies that exist to buy and sell your personal data. Mike's data didn't just train some opaque system. LexisNexis and Verisk transformed it into something much more concrete, a risk score that can follow him everywhere.
And this kind of behavioral telemetry gives insurers granular insight to risk assessment, often more than what's inferred from a claims history.
Hard brakes, small object near miss, quick accelerations. That makes the score worse, and it gets sold to insurance companies, with General Motors getting a cut. Since 2019, car insurance rates are up over 40%. There's a lot of plausible reasons. Rising vehicle prices, overall inflation, the general economy. But there's a growing chorus of people who think this data is having an impact.
For me, having this concrete data point that GM and OnStar gave this information to my insurance company, and I can easily see how from reading that LexisNexis report, it can be used to justify raising my rates. My rates did increase.
This happened to countless GM customers.
Her insurance had gone up 80%. And when she tried to shop around, an insurance broker suggested she check her LexisNexis records to see why.
Car manufacturers aren't denying it. They say everything they're doing is outlined in the privacy policy.
People don't read them, they don't understand them, and so the idea that that equals affirmative, expressed, freely given consent is patently false.